USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is closely monitoring the aftermath of deadly tornadoes in the southeastern United States. A number of twisters being reported in Mississippi and Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama resident Ginger Sims telling NBC News,
"Everything started shaking and rattling. I went running into the bathtub, covered myself up. And then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left."
At least seven people are confirmed dead. Severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A scary situation in what's supposed to be the friendly skies.
Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. It should be noted, as Spirit Airlines pointed out, that opening a door in flight is impossible due to air pressure inside the cabin pinning the door against its frame with force stronger than any person could ever overcome. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some Americans could be getting a tax breaks for items purchased to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This includes masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, and other personal protective equipment. The IRS is counting PPE as a medical expense qualifying for a tax break. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
In President Biden's first press conference after 64 days in office, Biden was asked about his stance on changing the filibuster. Biden said he strongly supports reforming the silent filibuster to a talking filibuster, where senators who want to block legislation have to hold the floor by talking endlessly. In years past, Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Dick Durbin have been for the filibuster when Republicans held control of the Senate, but now their opinion has changed. To which Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, says,
"If you're looking for stands on principle, regardless of the circumstances, Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin is probably not where you want to look." But it's not just those two. 27 Democrats in the Senate right now signed a letter 4 years ago pleading with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer not to change the rules and the traditions of the Senate. And now they have the barest of majorities in the Senate and the House, and they want to ram through unpopular changes on a party-line basis, like making Washington, D.C. a state, or packing the federal court system, or granting amnesty to 15 million illegal aliens and giving them voting rights. They want to do that because they're afraid they're going to lose power next year. But here's the record we should examine, too. Republicans haven't filibustered a single bill in this Congress. Look last year, though. Democrats filibustered more bills and nominees than at any time in American history.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.